I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump spoke to the nation last night saying he was ready to deploy the military to halt violent protests around the country.
Joining us live from the Pentagon is ABC News correspondent Louis Martinez. Louis, what would that look like?
Good morning, Amanda. What we're talking about is the use of the Insurrection Act. This is a law that was passed in the early 1800s, and it was used during the Civil Rights era to use federal troops for law enforcement purposes to carry out desegregation, to quell riots. It was last used in 1992 following the Rodney King riots. We're all familiar with Posse Comitatus. It's kind of been ingrained in us that law does not allow U.S. troops to carry out law enforcement within the United States proper. But the Insurrection Act actually is what is used to get around Posse Comitatus. It's older, it's been amended several times, and this is the way that federal troops can be brought in by the president. What he needs to do is at some point determine that the forces are needed. He declares a proclamation of dispersion, and then after that can order in troops. Now, we haven't seen that yet. The president has not invoked it. What he is saying, though, is that if state governors are and their local law enforcement or the National Guards are unable to stop continued protests, then he's threatening to use federal troops to go in wherever it needs to be.
Tough decision for a president, for sure, Louis, but also for Americans trying to decide what they want in their streets. They're watching this, and it's not the protesting, it's the violence and the looting that makes everyone nervous, and yet I don't know, and I'm speaking from experience here. When I was a kid, I grew up in Southern California and lived through the Watts riots. I remember very vividly military trucks going up and down El Segundo Boulevard with guns hanging out the side. I didn't know what to make of that as a kid.
No doubt about it, Tim. We're talking about U.S. troops basically on our streets. And we're, as a generation, we're just not used to seeing that. Yes, we're used to seeing the National Guard helping out in natural disasters, and most recently with COVID. You know, right now we're seeing the largest number of National Guard troops deployed in modern history. 66,000 troops that are helping with COVID, and now 17,000 of them are being used to assist in civil disturbances that we're seeing nationwide. But it's something that it's a fine line. You have the majority of the protesters are actually peaceful, carrying out marches or protests wherever they are. But then you also have the small groups of instigators and then the looting. And it's that element that is drawing the most attention from President Trump. So it's a fine line. How do you maintain that First Amendment right of free speech, but at the same time while maintaining order?
If you have time for a quick follow-up, Louis, I was just curious. I know some of the governors don't want that military or national federal defense presence in their state. Would the president be able to send troops to the states of where a governor doesn't want them?
Yeah. Yes. pretty much with the Insurrection Act, you are allowed, the president is allowed to send troops in. It's going to be an interesting situation, but it has happened before. In the 1950s, President Eisenhower sent in the 101st Airborne Unit to Little Rock to enable the court's desegregation of the Central High School there in Little Rock. The state's governor there, who was a segregationist, he had ordered his National Guard to prevent the Supreme Court ruling from taking place. President Eisenhower sent in the active duty troops to enforce that. So, yes, it can be used without the permission of the state governor.
Louis, we always appreciate your expertise and your time here this morning. From the Pentagon, ABC News correspondent Louis Martinez on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.